Well, in eastern Kentucky, it's been nearly 6 weeks since miners blocked a train hauling coal for a company that they say owes them thousands of dollars each in back pay. Black Jewel LLC declared bankruptcy in July. Some miners learned in the middle of their shifts that they were out of a job. Their pay was cut off, and they began to notice paychecks for previous work had bounced. That's when some miners decided to camp out on the train tracks outside the Clover Lick No. 3 mine in Harlan County, Kentucky. And their impromptu railroad blockade has grown into a protest movement with slogans like "No Pay, No Coal." One of those miners, formerly employed by Black Jewel, joins me now. Blake Watts, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
And it's been almost 6 weeks since you helped establish this camp of coal miners there in Cumberland, Kentucky. Tell us about what it looks like there. What is the scene like at the camp?
Well, there's still a lot of miners down here, and we're all just camping out and keeping the tracks held down. You know, we got tents held up here, and we got, you know, people are bringing in food for us to keep us alive, and we're just trying to keep everything going.
And take us back to when it happened, when Black Jewel declared bankruptcy on July 1st. How did you find out you were out of a job?
Well, actually, see, I was on third shift, and I was actually getting ready. It was about 9:30 at night. It was on July 1st, and my buddy was coming out of the mines. He was on second shift, and he called me at 9:30, and he doesn't get out until around midnight. And he called me and told me they just told him to get out of the mines, that they just went bankrupt. So that's how I first found out.
And then where did the idea for the blockade come from?
Well, we actually, just another normal day, and then we didn't hear anything. And what happened was that they actually was using a front loader to push the train cars into the loading yard. That way they wouldn't fire up the train and alert everyone, you know, they was loading coal and stealing it. And then after they loaded the train, they actually fired the train up to take it out. And that's what we heard, was the final cars being loaded before they took it out.
And lawyers representing the miners in bankruptcy proceedings say the former Black Jewel employees are owed more than $4,000 each. How much money are you owed? How much have you lost as a result of this?
I'm still owed about $6,000 is what they still owe me. Plus, they owe me severance pay. Most of the miners are even owed up to, you know, $6,000 and $7,000, and even more.
And what kind of impact has that had on your life to not have that money?
It's affecting me by being able for me to pay my bills and even, you know, buy my little girl things. It's made it tighter and a struggle on just daily living, really.
Now, you were able to find a new mining job in Harlan County, right?
Actually, it's in Virginia. It's about a 45-minute drive from my house.
Mm-hmm. What about your friends and former colleagues there in Harlan County? Have they been able to find new work?
Two of my friends actually went to Alabama to work for Warrior Met Coal. A lot of my friends are doing, you know, odd jobs, cleaning cars, painting houses, mowing yards, stuff like that, just to keep alive until they hear something from the mines, and just kind of waiting it out.
Do you think you're going to get the money back from Black Jewel?
It's tough to say, and the longevity that we've been waiting, it's more like a cat and mouse game. We're just sitting here waiting and waiting, and we never seem to really get the answer.
Now, as you know, politicians have gotten involved in this. Bernie Sanders sent pizzas. Kentucky's Republican Governor Matt Bevin and Amy McGrath, who's the Democratic candidate going up against Mitch McConnell for his Senate seat, have also shown up. What do you think about the political support you've gotten?
It's honestly been very crazy because it's helped boost the awareness of what we're doing and what we're trying to do. We're not trying to do this for fame. We're not trying to do this for really a political standpoint, but we're just trying to make it to where we all get paid. That's what we went underground for, to grind that coal, was to get paid. But it has been a huge impact on us getting somewhere to get our money, was for them joining in.
Do you think President Trump should weigh in?
It would help out a whole lot more if he did, but I feel like at the same time, people would bring it to a different standpoint that it would be strongly evolved around politics and over than what it is, just a coal miner versus the businessman.
Now, this protest that you've been involved in was spontaneous, but there is a history of labor organizing in Harlan County, Kentucky, where you are. Labor disputes between miners and coal companies turned violent in both the 1930s and the 1970s. Do you feel any connection to that history?
Well, we've talked about that a lot, about old Bloody Harlan. And we didn't have any intentions of it going that way, which is still not. people keep asking us if this is history repeating itself, and it is, but this way it's a little different. We've actually made contacts with people instead of just showing up, you know, causing violence. We've actually just peacefully approached people.
Has this whole episode made you reconsider anything about the coal industry or the economic future for this part of Kentucky?
It's made me realize that, you know, you need to look into things, especially with coal mining, because it's up and down. It's always, you just never know. But the companies that invest into multiple properties who don't have the money to do so is what really fails and files bankruptcy.
Now, this could come to a resolution soon, but how long are you willing to keep this protest going?
Until we get paid. That's been the standpoint from the start.
That is Blake Watts, a coal miner in Harlan County, Kentucky. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
And we reached out to Black Jewel for comment. They sent a statement from the company's interim CEO, Dave Beckman, that reads in part, "Black Jewel knows that each day that passes creates additional hardship for miners who have not yet been brought back to work and their families. The company is doing everything possible to accelerate the process of getting the employees back to work and continues to work tirelessly on finding ways to make all of the employees whole on their pre-petition wages." We'll continue to follow this story here and now.